The Mat-Su Borough School District is heading for a funding deficit based on current projections. That's according to school district's new chief financial officer, Luke Fulp.
When you look at a long-term forecast, which we have with this presentation, we'll be presenting a long-term forecast as well of just 3 years, we do have our expenses outpacing our revenue. And, clearly we have to build in a certain amount of assumptions when we do a forecast, especially when we look 3 years out. But we are maintaining that there will continue to be a structural deficit with school funding unless we cut expenses or increase revenue somehow.
Last year, the school district made an appeal to the borough assembly for a minimum increase to avoid cutting teachers, and the assembly approved a budget increase that accounted for inflation. The school district didn't get everything it had asked for, but the worst-case scenario of teacher layoffs was avoided. The issue hasn't gone away, though, and once more, the district will need to see an increase in revenues if it hopes to avoid ongoing deficits. The Mat-Su Borough spends more than the minimum required allocation per student, chipping in $2,887 per pupil, compared to $3,386 per student in Fairbanks, $4,128 in Anchorage, and a whopping $10,701 in Juneau. Part of the key to the budget issues fall on transportation costs, which the state has subsidized on a year-by-year basis to the tune of $1.5 million annually. Another factor is state retirement and benefits for teachers. Fulp says the goals of the open house are to break the district's budget process down so people can easily see where the money comes from, where it goes to.
The attempt is to really just give a budget overview for the fiscal year 2014 budget, which is the 2013 through 14 school year, and discuss kind of what our current situation is with funding. With that, we want to begin with just an explanation of funding. Where does the funding come from? What are the components in the state foundation formula that drive funding to the school district? How is the funding, once we receive it, how is it distributed among the schools? So we'll and then we'll also talk about local funding and the local appropriation from the Mat-Su Borough.
The school district is also conducting a survey about the residents' priorities. Among other things, the survey asked participants to rate how important educational initiatives such as class size, school choice, and added value programs like science, technology, engineering, and math are to them. The Open House Budget Presentation and Priorities Survey can both be found on the school district's website. For KTNA, I'm Lorian Nettleton.